Does your current computer run slow or just feel out of date? Then maybe it's time to update and buy a new PC. Or maybe you can just get away with upgrading a few components. On the line to chat about when it's time to update is Kate Burley from Intel. Welcome.
Hi there.
Hello. Now, Kate, obviously for small businesses at the moment, the federal government's making the idea of buying a new computer more attractive with that 50% tax deduction for eligible business assets. But let's open the net maybe a little bit wider and talk about anyone who's thinking of buying a new computer. What are the signs that your old computer has, well, come to the end of its usable life these days?
Yeah, well, a general guide is usually for PCs 3 years or older, it's probably coming to the end of its usable life. And if you have a look at those PCs that are a little bit old, some of the things that people might notice is that some programs are starting to run much more slowly. The PC might be crashing more often. Or they might have done the right thing and updated a virus protection software or some good backup software, and they're noticing as a result that the PC is demonstrably slower when they're trying to just run general applications. They're all signs that it's time to upgrade. You should be able to have between 3 and 5 applications running at the same time with no discernible degradation in performance. And if you're not getting that, then it's probably time to upgrade.
So at what point do you say, well, I need a new computer, or perhaps I can maybe update a few components such as the CPU or additional RAM, larger hard drives, that sort of thing?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, hard drives are something that are pretty easy to upgrade, and so is RAM if you're in a desktop. But if you're running a notebook, upgrading those assets in notebooks can actually be quite expensive.
Yeah.
So then you have to start doing the calculations of, you know, the cost of getting someone to manage that upgrade for you versus the cost of going out and buying a new laptop altogether. The fact of the matter is that laptops just aren't that expandable or upgradable, and certainly we wouldn't be recommending people trying to upgrade their own CPUs on a laptop, for example. But desktops, sure, you know, and you can usually eke a little bit more life out of a desktop by adding some more hard drive and RAM and maybe even having a go at upgrading the CPU. However, with the prices that are available at the moment, I really would be recommending that people get out the slide rule and do some calculations. They'll probably find that overall they can get a PC that performs about 40% better, and it's probably 40% cheaper than what they paid for it 3 years ago.
Okay, Kate, then, say you've committed to buying a new computer. What sorts of things should people think about to help them decide exactly what they need?
I think the first question for them to decide is, do they want a desktop or a notebook? 70% of PCs being sold in Australia today to consumers are actually notebooks. So it seems that Australians are really embracing that idea of having that extra mobility, having a laptop that they can take with them wherever they want, and also really enjoying the ability to use wireless either in the home or outside of the home with different 3G plans, you know, now more pervasive and available. So first and foremost, make the decision on desktop versus notebook. Then once you get into that notebook, you really have to have a look at what you're going to be using that product for. If you do need something that's highly mobile and you're going to take it with you just about every day of the week somewhere, then you want to get something that's light, thin, but most importantly still has great performance and great battery life.
Okay.
So there are a couple of warnings there, actually, Andy, that we put in place, which is don't just go for something that's ultra-mobile.
Yeah.
Always make sure that you're asking about the performance and you're asking about the battery life, because it's no use having something that you can take with you anywhere, but it crashes or it runs out of battery halfway through the day.
It is interesting that a lot of people are now buying up notebook computers as desktop replacements. What are the advantages in doing this?
Well, definitely you've got that ability to move it around the home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a mother myself, and I think that that's great if you want to supervise your children's homework while you're getting other things done, for example, rather than having the children using computers maybe somewhere away from where you're able to conveniently supervise. If they're doing that, I would look for the highest performance notebook that I could find, and I would also look for something that had a really good screen size so that you can have, a broad browser view of the internet, and you can have multiple applications open on the screen at once as well. So if you're looking for that desktop replacement, I wouldn't settle for anything less than a Core 2 Duo in a notebook, and I'd make sure that it was specced up well with good hard drive and good RAM. as well.
Okay, just following on from that, what other sorts of specs should people be looking for in a desktop or a notebook system that's not going to be out of date in 12 months? Because, of course, what's on the market now, for example, in the Core 2 Duo processors, we have then different processor speeds as well. And obviously, the faster speeds are the newer CPUs and that sort of thing. So where do we start?
Yeah, well, let's start with the processor, and we'll start from the top, okay, because it's always best for people to look at what they can afford from the top. So in desktop, look for Core i7 or Core 2 Quad. So that's the newest generation processor from Intel, and it's able to run maximum performance applications. And, I mean, really the performance in those processors, you'll simply be blown away with. There's nothing they can't handle. And, in fact, you see them in professional workstation type of applications, but now they're available, Core i7 and Core 2 Quad, in mainstream consumer price points on desktops. So that's a great starting place. If you're a little bit more price sensitive on desktops, look for Core 2 Duo. And definitely on notebooks, look for Centrino 2 or the Core 2 Duo processor. With Centrino 2, you get inbuilt wireless technology, which has been verified and authenticated by Intel, plus the highest performance Core 2 Duo processor. So they're the what we would call our five-star offerings.
Okay.
And, you know, from there, you can look at the Core range, the Intel Pentium range, or the Intel Celeron range, and they scale down in performance. But in the notebook range in particular, and I am talking a little bit more about notebooks today because that seems to be where the demand is from Australian consumers. But with notebook, I would definitely recommend that they go through the Core 2 Duo, which we would see as sort of like we would give our own product a 3-star rating, and then look for Centrino for 4-star rating and Centrino 2 for the 5-star rating.
Because there are, of course, a lot of notebook computers on the market, which are the sort of the entry-level price, which have the Celeron processors. Now, of course, if that's all you can afford, fine. But if you are willing to spend a little bit more, which I always recommend, then, of course, the Core 2 Duo is really the best place to start, isn't it?
That's right. Core 2 Duo comes standard in all of the Centrino-branded notebooks, so it can be a little bit confusing for consumers. So look for the Core 2 Duo processor first and foremost, called out in the specs. And then if you want the added advantage of inbuilt wireless technology, then also look for the Centrino 2 logo. But you're absolutely right, Core 2 Duo is the best place to start. In the more price-sensitive categories, you can still get really good notebooks with Celeron, Intel Celeron or Intel Pentium. And it's definitely worth at this time of the year shopping around because there are a lot of good products to be had at those price points. And if you want something that's hypermobile and maybe sacrifices a little bit on performance but gives you great battery life in a really quite a tiny form factor, there's, of course, the Intel Atom processor in the netbook range of products.
And netbooks are massively popular at the moment too, aren't they?
I think that they've had like a huge surge in popularity when they first launched. We are seeing actually people pulling back a little bit now from that netbook category, not because it's not a good category, but they're realising that they actually want the performance plus the battery life.
Yeah.
And not just the battery life and the mobility. So it's all a matter of trade-off. The advice that I give my friends and family is that if they've already got a decent performing notebook or a decent performing desktop at home and they're just wanting something that they can take with them, almost like that portable version of something that they can just, you know, put in their handbag or put in their briefcase and take as an adjunct to their already powerful offering, then the netbook's good. But if it's the only thing you own, you may be making too many sacrifices on different levels.
All right, good point. Now, here's a tough one. Assuming that you've got a rough idea of what your new computer should do, you kind of know what you want, where do you suggest people go and buy this new notebook or desktop? Because, of course, you can go anywhere.
You can. I would definitely recommend that they look at people should look at least three different places. Firstly, you know, there are online retailers, and you should have a look at what's available online. Secondly, of course, there are the leading brand name retailers. So definitely go in and see what's on offer there, grab their catalogs, grab their brochures, and be prepared to compare the specs and the price points. And thirdly, of course, there are highly useful independent reseller channels. So, you know, your corner computer store that may not have that glossy flagship brand name that you know so well, but what you will find is typically someone who's very knowledgeable about PCs, and they're able to give you good advice about what PC would make the most sense for you. So if you really value getting that extra advice, then you don't have someone, a family or friend who can give you that advice, you know, checking out the independent retail channels also definitely worth looking into.
Would you recommend anywhere other than the retailer for advice on buying a new computer? Is there any other channel that you'd suggest?
I would go online. I think that Australia has a great range of PC magazines and online PC advisory sites.
Yeah.
So go to the newsstand if you don't have access to the internet, and just have a look at the PC magazines. And also, all of those PC magazines also have an online presence, which will mean that they've got even more up-to-date information online. And really do your homework first. It's absolutely essential because it is a technical purchase. We at Intel work really hard to invest a lot of money in our brand to at least make it easy to know to look for an Intel processor. But beyond the processor, it's important that people know what other specifications they need to look for, and it's worth doing that extra research online. Also, the Intel website, intel.com.au, does have a lot of good generic information on there about other aspects of the PC to look for, such as hard disk size, graphics, RAM, etc., that might help consumers in their research phase.
Brilliant. Well, hopefully that'll make the decision a little bit easier. Thanks for your tips, Kate.